Disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces. Stay informed. Follow DHHS on Facebook and Twitter, or go to dhhs.ne.gov or cdc.gov. As Nebraskans, we are all in this together. Be prepared now and for what's to come.
A message from the state of Nebraska, the Nebraska Broadcasters Association, and the station.
Hey, all you morning show listeners, home buyers and home sellers, are you ready for your best move yet? This is Connie Hladek, associate broker at Don Peterson & Associates, and I'm ready to make you smile, powered by Don Peterson & Associates.
This is our town. 8:25 the time. We have fog in Fremont this morning with a temperature of 40 degrees. Just a few moments, we'll give you the top secret word of the day. But a new segment here on Morning Fremont starting off today, and this is our Main Street Minute, and it's brought to you by Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau and Main Street of Fremont. And I'd like to welcome into the studio this morning Leslie and Kevin Main with Country Traditions. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Kevin. Good morning. Living the dream. Yeah.
Aren't we all? Yes. Yeah. We've been all staying at home is what we've been doing lately. So very good. Thanks for being with us. Country Traditions. Leslie, tell folks where you're located.
We are downtown on Main Street, 330 North Main, right across from the L.A. Fire door.
Okay. All right. Very good. Yeah. So how long you been there?
We have been there for probably 12 years, but we've been in business for 22 years.
So you're just getting started.
That's just getting started. Yeah.
More than a hobby.
Yes. So tell us how it started.
Well, I taught family and consumer science in Elkhorn. And
back in the day, we called it home ec back then.
Right.
Yeah.
Eighth grade.
God bless
six
you.
Through eight.
Yes.
Love middle school kids. And one day was walking down the street and a building was for sale. The bridal shop back in the day.
That
was a favorite thing. Just led me into, now I still get to teach in the textile world, but I just don't have to grade papers. So.
I see. Very good.
Just so get into there.
What is all in Country Traditions? When I hear it, I would think, you know, country decor, things that kind of take you back a little bit.
Yeah, back in the day, I probably would name the store differently today, but we were very country. The fabrics were very country, dark and primitive and reproduction, and today that's a whole different ball game. But we are a full-fledged quilting shop.
Okay.
And so we sell all the supplies for quilting, fabrics, notions, patterns, but what we're probably most known for is our events and classes we also teach.
Mm-hmm.
Scenario. And we picked up sewing machines a couple years in. So we sell long arm quilting machines. Mm-hmm. And Kevin and I do that pretty much over the whole state, delivering these machines and things. Really? And then we went into the actual sewing machines. So Pfaff and Brother. So we have all the services you need for the hobby.
How's Kevin's quilting skills?
He quilts occasionally.
Do you really? Good for you. That's great. Go ahead.
He really came in to help when I was having issues with the machine. So it helps to have an in-house tech.
Very good. You hands-on? Do you like to fix things?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a puzzle. You just got to figure out the puzzle.
Yeah. So what'd you think when Leslie came home one day and goes, Kevin, I got this idea?
I was kind of in a business myself at that time, and then hers took off. So I was great to be able to come in and help her out with her hobby.
Yeah.
He does all the accounting stuff, too.
I see. Very good. So what's that like to have you two working together?
It is an experience.
No, Kevin, that's not what you're supposed to say. It's the best thing ever.
No, it is great. You got to learn how to communicate and things like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we make a good team. Yeah.
We work on it. The hardest part is not to take it home with you
and to
get some space so you're not working all the time.
Yeah. Do you have family at home? Do you have kids at home?
Two cats.
Two cats.
Yep. Spoiled cats.
Spoiled cats. Very good.
And we have lots of nieces and nephews in the area.
Very good. We're talking with Leslie and Kevin Main. They are the owners of Country Traditions, 330 North Main. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Downtown. Let's talk more about it here in just a second. I got to get to a top secret word of the day is what I have to give here. If I don't give that, I get in big trouble by everybody listening. The top secret word of the day is brought to you by Park Avenue Antiques and Country Choice Gifts at 5th and Park in the middle of downtown Fremont. Stop in and get your favorite items at Park Avenue Antiques and Country Choice Gifts, 515 North Park Avenue. Call 721-1157. The word today is puppy. Puppy is the word today. P-U-P-P-Y. That is your word. Write it down and you can keep track every Monday through Friday and have a chance to win $100. That's the top secret word of the day. Leslie and Kevin Main with us. Country Traditions, downtown Fremont. How are things going right now with the COVID-19 and all that? Is that affecting hours or anything like that?
Yeah, it has affected our traffic in and things. Like I said, we're an events place, so we do classes and things like that, so mm-hmm. that's affected us. National Quilting Month is this month going on, and National Quilting Day was last Saturday. Last year, we usually go to the International Quilt Study Center, which is in Lincoln, and showcase our machines and things there and partake in that, and we got flooded out last year. Didn't make it across the river before
it
happened.
Right.
And so then this year we had to cancel plans again because they closed the museum. And so we've had to make some shuffling. We usually have a big retreat where we have 80-some people sewing around. And so we're looking at this year trying to figure out how to do that virtually.
I see.
So doing a virtual retreat some kind.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Our foot traffic has slowed down somewhat. Our customers have been great staying apart type things. Mm-hmm. We do have about 10,000 square feet of retail, so it's easy to keep your 6-foot distance, practicing that and stuff like that. But we have started pushing for our Facebook. You can call in and FaceTime with us and things like that at info@countrytraditions.com, right?
Mm-hmm. Online.
Online.com. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry, I always blow that type of thing. So yeah, we are really pushing our internet sales and things like that, which have really picked up.
Yeah, 2 years ago, I really was working on the website, and my web designer was really on me to get it done because I was like, oh, I'll put it off, I'll do it. Right. And she's, so I'm really appreciative of that. So we have our website. So the last week, we've been really making sure to get all our SKUs on. So we have 7,000 SKUs up on our website.
Wow.
Scenario and more to go. Mm-hmm. But that's
new
helping.
New fabric coming in all
new
the time.
New fabric coming in yet. So things are still shipping, coming in. So we're just kind of playing that way. Saturday, we did our first classes that we had. We did Facebook Live posts. So we are trying to embrace the technology and finding our way. And our customers and friends have been really supportive and appreciating all that effort. So we appreciate them backing us up and taking part along the journey with us. So,
Country Traditions, downtown Fremont. Leslie and Kevin Main are our guests today here on our Main Street Minute. And it's brought to you by Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau and Main Street of Fremont. Okay, I'm the sports guy, so you got to educate me a little bit, all right? Quilting machine. What's a quilting machine?
A quilting machine.
Well, can you kind of paint me a picture of what this looks like?
Okay, it's about...
A long arm is about 12 feet wide and about 5 feet deep.
Okay.
And what it is, it holds the fabric in place, and you move the machine over the top of the fabric, sewing the three layers together. So you have your scrappy design part on top, your backing on the bat, and then your batting that goes in between.
I see.
And it's stitching the layers together.
So
the needle is like a pencil, and you're drawing with it as you're stitching your design. So you can free motion, or there's computers where it will move itself and design
it. So 22 years ago when you started this, how's technology changed?
A lot more computer.
That's right.
Right, or a lot more computer-oriented.
Like what you can do with it. The hook eye assembly where a sewing machine makes a stitch has been around for, I think it's 180 years now since it was created. But in the last 10 to 15 years with robotics and technology, that what you can do with it is just amazing.
Yeah. I know individuals, there's just this one individual I know that does not live around here, and she takes a class. She takes a quilting class and takes her kids to it, and I'm like, what are you doing to your kids? but tell us what a quilting class is like. What's that like?
Well, a class, we usually have a project in mind, and we work them through the project, the creating, the supply, gathering their supplies, and taking them through the steps.
Mm-hmm.
Quilting is also it's today's quilting bee. It's the social gathering. Just as much of a class and instruction, it's getting together and hanging out and being together with other people that like the same fabrics and same things as you do.
So
social is just as part of it. And food is usually involved.
Very good. Very good. So what are some of the really neat things that you've seen that have come from your quilting machines? I mean, maybe take us through something that you have at Country Traditions that you're really, really proud of, that you're like, boy, I'm glad we were able to sell this or make this or, display something like this.
Oh, come in. Take a look at the samples hanging up on the wall.
Okay.
I really would invite you to come down and see the modern the modernness of quilting now, mm-hmm. besides the historical value of quilts throughout the histories too.
Mm-hmm. What's always gotten me about quilting, what pulled me in, is I know from being a quilting standpoint that there's a story behind every quilt. So besides just the visualness of it, it's a story of some kind. There was a reason someone made the quilt, and they were thinking of someone when they were making it, and there's the love and the stitching and the time and all of that, and it has a story to tell, whether it was a gift or, you know, back in the day it was how they told their story before paper and pen. Mm-hmm. So I know from being a quilting standpoint, there's always that underlining, can you read the story behind just the visual of what you see? So
back in your teaching days, do you know of any students that have gone on and found an interest in this industry that they've been able to connect in this, or have you been able to reconnect with them a little bit?
Through the years, I can think of at least three or four that a couple were interns, and they're interior designing, and one's actually working for one of the manufacturers in New York, a fabric, and then there's a couple high school kids that I've done some things with that went off and did some with it too.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Very good.
But a lot of them are just quilting on their own too. That's part of it too. They're making the quilts for their babies and things like that now.
That's
so
neat. So if folks want to check out the samples that you have, tell us when you're open. When can they stop by?
We are open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5:30, Thursdays till 6. Mm-hmm. And
a day of rest on Sunday.
Sunday.
But Saturdays, we're only open till 5.
I see. Very good. But it's a family business. Like you said, too, you know, with any business, you don't want to take it home with you.
Yeah, you know, right.
Because then it becomes more than what it should be. I mean, you're supposed to be home reading a book right now, Kevin. Very good. But it sounds like that you've, you know, in a business to where some may consider it to be old school,
right?
That it certainly is not. With all the technology that's involved, you've got your social media that you do, Facebook Live for classes and everything like that. So you make it current as well.
Yes. And then I've also had the opportunity through the business, we've been to, with our sewing machines, traveling internationally and teaching. So
does Kevin have to haul those sewing machines?
No, he usually just gets to sit back there and make sure the machines run during class. And The distributor in the country takes care of the machines. So,
I see.
Yeah.
Very good.
But we've been to Barcelona and Mexico City, and we were supposed to be in Paris, but So
hopefully we can get rid of this here fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, and get back into traveling and find out more about what the world has to offer and so many ideas that you absorb.
So that's another big change in the quilting world that has become more international. Mm-hmm. So.
Outstanding.
Mm-hmm. And actually, United States is kind of the leadership in the quilting world of that. So other countries are picking it up. So
very good. Leslie and Kevin Main, Country Traditions, 330 North Main, downtown Fremont, across from LA Fireproof Door Company. We can just stop by and see you, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Or they can FaceTime us or Skype us or anything like that.
Okay.
We're all set up for that.
Terrific. I appreciate you both coming in. Congratulations with the success of your business.
Thanks.
Keep up the great work, and it sounds like it is a staple of downtown Fremont, which needs to continue.
Well, thank you for having us.
You bet.
Thank you.
Yep, thanks for stopping by. That's Leslie and Kevin, Main Country Traditions. Our Main Street Minute brought to you by Dodge County Convention and Visitors Bureau and Main Street of Fremont. It is 8:38. Good morning.
At Gene Steffi Auto Group, we're excited about the announcement of our exclusive warranty.